Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Time to roll up your sleeves and take on those weekend projects. And to help, Lowe's has low prices on items across the store, like a Werner aluminum portable work platform for only $35. Or check out our new Olympic One paint, a paint and primer in one, now just $24.44 per gallon. Plus, get a Sherline starter kit with a roller, paintbrush, and tray for $8.97. Find these and more everyday low prices right now at Lowe's. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
Thank you. welcome everyone to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We actually have an interesting topic tonight. We're going to be talking a little bit about John Edward, a well-known psychic, clairvoyant, someone who talks to people who have already crossed over. He has several TV shows. And also, somebody who you've been following for years.
Sylvia Brown.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about them tonight. In addition, as always, we're going to be doing mini angel readings. And we're going to get as many calls tonight as we can, as many callers in as we possibly can. I'm going to tell you something. I have gone out of my way to make sure they even extended the lines further. And Blog Talk Radio has been very gracious. I got another email from them last week because, as we all know, a lot of you have been getting that message that the lines are full. So they have now opened us to well over 100 lines. So,
well, you are going to be busy, busy, aren't you?
We're going to be busy, busy, but the best part is that we're going to be able to get everybody through, and that's really good. So for those of you who want to call in and get a free angel mini angel reading tonight, you can call in. The number is area code 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And, you know, give us a call. You can ask us a question. You could just ask for some advice. Or you could go ahead and give us some feedback on what you think about the show or things you'd like to hear on the show. That'd be great, too. Jessica, how has your week been?
It has been really good. Had a nice, long Labor Day weekend, which I love. And that extra day just definitely makes you feel like you had some sleep, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's nice when you get to start the week, how I would call it, relaxed, because you got a short week as it is.
Right.
You had a nice three-day-long weekend, and it was wonderful. And we ended up going to the beach, and that was good.
That was great. And we ended up meeting my son.
Yeah.
My other son came. All our kids came, brought their boyfriends and
assorted
friends. And it was a really fun day.
But your son is the ultimate beach man.
Yes.
Okay.
He's prepared.
We went through a timeshare resort that we have. And so we go in and we park there and we get to use the facilities, which is great. So you never have to go home with sand on it.
Which I love.
Which I love too. But it's in Daytona Beach. So when you walk down from the decking area and the pool and you go down, you know, the stairs down to the beach, there was your son at the very bottom with his beautiful new Dodge Ram truck.
Uh-huh.
And then he had a big awning set up and he had a cooler full of water and drinks. And it was wonderful.
He lives in Daytona.
Yeah.
He loves to surf. He's a beach guy. He and his girlfriend go to the beach all the time with their friends.
Yeah.
So he's prepared, whereas we come with lotion and a towel.
That's literally what we did, you know. And he had drinks for everybody, so it was great.
He did, which we didn't think about water. Here we have all these kids with us, not one thing to drink. That was really well prepared.
I know. We're all, like, sharing water bottles because we felt bad. But it was great. We had a good time, and it was hot. And, you know, I remember sitting everybody down, and all the kids that went in the car with me that day, I gave them all the talk about not going out too deep because with the storms out, you know, in the Atlantic, that we had a lot of riptides coming in. It was going to be really dangerous. And I said, I guarantee you someone's going to go
and
die today.
And you were the responsible parent. Did I give that talk? No.
I'm going through, you know, we had a new person with us this time.
Right.
And so I said, you know, are you sure you know how to swim out of a riptide? And they were explaining, oh, yeah. Well, we had two new people with us in my car this time.
Yep.
And they were like, yeah, we know how. And so we get there. And the only reason why I knew this, of course, was because they said it on the news. And it was so bad. I mean, the current, wasn't it strong?
It was really sucking you out. It was amazing.
It was
fun. It was really like a ride.
It was a workout. It was a lot of fun. But then, that night I came home, and sure enough on the news, right there in Daytona, a man got sucked out and died.
I read about that, where the guy was teaching one of his kids to surf.
Apparently, yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Well, it's so hard. And, you know, I hope it wasn't any of those people that we were sitting there saying, why in God's name are they so far out with this kind of riptide?
Well, and, yeah, we saw a gentleman who quite obviously had surgery.
Yes.
And he's jumping in the waves, and he looked like he was having fun. But I thought, you know what? You need to be a strong person to be swimming out as far as he was swimming.
We didn't even dare go out that far.
No,
no. It was crazy wild.
And my kids are experienced, and they didn't go out that far.
No, and I was really concerned. So, yeah, not only that, I also heard via my daughter that 300 people actually registered as getting stung by jellyfish.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't see one on the beach.
No,
they
I didn't either.
Do. They look like blobs of jelly, you know. I've never been stung. My dad has.
The jellyfish.
Yeah, they look like jelly. That's right. There you go. But we were lucky. We had a great day. It was a wonderful Labor Day. And my daughter asked me this question. She said, Mom, and I said, yeah, because I'm trying to stall for time. Yeah, because I'm mom. And she said, what does Labor Day stand for? I mean, what's it all about? So I'm going to ask you, Jessica, what does it mean?
It really should be celebrating all of us going into labor and having our children, don't you think?
Well, you know what? It should be. It should be for women who go into labor. I like that. I hadn't even considered that. That was good.
Because truly, it's a miracle, and it's painful.
Right. And
we
are the miracle workers, let's face it.
That's right.
Because we also then raise them.
Now, Labor Day is a day that to celebrate all, I don't know, labor.
Well, it was. I looked it up because, you know, I really didn't know. And so I looked it up, and it says Labor Day was created. It's the first Monday in September always, and it was created to honor the contributions of the nation's working men and women and their achievements. And that's how the U.S. Labor Department describes the holiday. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions of workers who have made the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country.
Okay. And what year was that developed?
Well, it's funny you should ask. It was in 1882. Was the first Labor Day celebration.
Really?
It was in 1882. I think it was in New York City. And I think it was put together by the AFL-CIO, which is a union, and it was a 12.2 million members.
Wow.
Were a part of this, which is kind of crazy. And then other unions followed suit so that by 1894 the holiday had been adopted by 23 states.
Interesting. I didn't realize it was around that for that
Aren't
long.
Are you surprised they knew all that?
I mean, I have a tendency to think Labor Day and Memorial Day. I kind of blend them together in my head.
I can never remember which is which, and I always say it's opposite. M comes before, after L, but yet Memorial Day
comes before M. Sorry.
Well, okay, right. It's backwards. You're right. L comes before M, but Memorial Day comes before Labor
Day. Right.
So I always remember if it's M, then it's coming before, and that's how I remember it, because I'm dyslexic, so, you know.
That's so funny.
It's so sad is what it is. It's very, very sad.
Well, the only reason I remember Labor Day is, of course, growing up north, you start school right after Labor Day.
Correct.
Which down here doesn't mean anything. You know, the kids start school in August, so.
Right, yeah. You're right. And you know, here's the other thing. A lot of people don't realize that in Florida, well, I guess the rest of the country has been dealing with these traumatic heat waves too. But for us, you know, 98 degrees is hot. It's hot.
It absolutely
you know?
Is. Though my boss went on vacation this week to Ohio, and he told me it was 50 degrees at night.
Weren't you jealous?
No, that's cold.
Are you kidding me?
50 degrees?
You've been in Florida too long. Come on, what is better than having 80-degree days and 50-degree nights?
No, 50 degrees, that's cold.
Oh, my gosh, if you get a cute guy and you cuddle and it's 50 degrees, that's
the kind of weather
you've got to
have. Okay, I could go with that.
See? That's cuddle weather. That's, you know, make a little
But if you're
fire.
By yourself, it's cold.
Well, then it's, yeah, then
you
it's just
You need giant
sad.
Sweaters and coats.
That's absolutely true. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, because I know that we have a lot of callers on the line. We're going to go ahead and take our first call. I think I have Christina live on the line. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome Hello. To the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. I'm so glad you called in. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arlington, Texas.
Ooh, good. We like Texas. How can I help you tonight?
Yes, I have a question that is rooted in love and relationships. Basically, I feel like I send out a lot of love to the universe. I feel like I deserve love, but I've been having trouble with my love relationships, and especially with this last relationship I just got out of. I really love this man. I really thought we were going to be married, and it did not work out. So my question is, Dr. Amy, if you can ask my angels if you see true unconditional love with a partner coming my way anytime soon.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to tell you, True unconditional love is absolutely not only real, it happens every single day. And I know your question is it going to happen for you? And what I'm going to tell you is that right now I know that heaven is watching out over you, your angels are watching out over you, and I do believe that you are going to find. It's not just I who says that, it's your angels. The response I'm getting is, yes, you will find that unconditional love, but there is a little bit of a barrier, stumbling block in the way. And I think you probably have ascertained what that is by now. Would you agree that you've been going around kind of in a cycle? You have a tendency to pick the same kind of men. Have you noticed?
I have noticed that.
Okay.
And it's not intentionally. I don't mean to, but I don't know. Yes, I have noticed that 100%.
Well, you know, it's funny. And people will often say, well, I didn't think I was. But what happens is, traditionally, we're attracted to a certain type of individual. A lot of times it goes back to the way we were brought up and the type of male influence that was over us or was not over us. And we tend to go for more controlling men. Sometimes we go for men that have a tendency to say one thing with words, but their actions are totally opposite of that.
Yes.
Okay. The other thing I can say is that you know that, and I say this all the time on the show, you've seen some of the red flags in these relationships much earlier than you really admit to yourself. Would you agree?
Yes, I do agree with that.
Okay. So when we talk about taking life paths, you know, I spoke with a client today, and what I mean by that is, sometimes we get off the path that we're intended to go on. And this particular client, who will remain nameless, and so will the state that they're from, but she had a husband who took a wrong path temporarily, got into an altercation with another individual. And instead of getting back onto the right path and manning up, if you will, he's decided to maybe continue down the wrong path and not take care of things, which is only going to make something worse, much, much worse. And I think we do that in relationships. When all of a sudden those red flags pop up and we realize, uh-oh, I got off on the wrong path. The guy that led me in this direction, when I saw this open door I went in, it was obviously not the right door for me. So instead of shutting that door, getting back on your life path and continuing on until another door opens that looks like it might be for you, you try to fix it because you're the fixer. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So as a fixer, you go in and you try to make it right. The problem is you can't fix somebody who doesn't realize they're broken. All right? And so you could try with all your might, but no matter how hard you try, you can't fix somebody who doesn't recognize that they're broken. And I think that what you need to do is to stop being the fixer. Stop looking for people that need to be fixed and start looking for people who have it totally all together. And there's another part of you, and forgive me for saying this, and please don't be angry with me, but I think there's another part of you that has a tendency to have low self-esteem. Is this correct? Okay.
Yes,
and so you think that if you go in, I want you to think of yourself as a rung on the ladder, okay? With the top rung, number 10, being one of the best that you could be. What rung do you think you are?
I would say I know that I'm a 10, but I tend to, for some reason, place myself at maybe a 4.
Aha. And so then the next question is, the guys that you generally date, what rung are they on the ladder?
Nowhere close to 10. Nowhere close.
I would say they're even 3s. Would you agree?
I would agree. And from the outside looking in, I would say from the outside looking in, they would be a 10, but deeper, they're not.
Once you look at them, once you look past the facade, you say, oh, my goodness. And see, that's what we're dealing with. So what you need to do is you need to decide for yourself, I'm going to prove Dr. Ginny is totally insane and doesn't know anything that she's talking about. So I'm going to go out, and the next guy I date is going to be a 10. I'm going to look at him, and I'm going to think he is totally out of my league. He's perfect. There's nothing for me to fix. There's nothing for me to put a Band-Aid on and to take and remold. I'm going to go out with a 10. And then I want you to call us back and tell us how the experience differs from all the other guys you've been dating. Because I kind of already know that you need to be going out with a 10.
Yes.
Okay.
Makes perfect
sense. Not a 10 on the surface, but as soon as you get to know them, there are 4 or 3. You need to go out with a guy that you think is totally inaccessible to you because you think he's out of your league, because he's really
mm-hmm.
not. You just have that as your mindset, and that's the script that's running through your subconscious. So you start going out with some 10s, and then you call us back, and you tell me what a great time you're having.
I will.
Okay?
I will.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. Good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much, and you'll hear from me again, Jenny.
Okay, I'll look forward to it. Take care now. Bye-bye. She was really sweet, huh?
And I think we all have a tendency to not think of ourselves as the 10 that we really are. You know
I think so. And we always diminish who we are, and we want to. And I see this a lot with people who suffer from low self-esteem issues. And low self-esteem could come from growing up in a household with a parent who was had a very strong personality, or with siblings who maybe were very controlling and could be demeaning sometimes. Or also, you know, if we, you know, there are some children who grow up with disabilities, learning disabilities, even if they're small, it creates kind of a cloud over them. And so they have those self-esteem issues, and they carry that into their lives, you know. I know people that I've talked to recently who grew up, you know, on the opposite side of the tracks. And even though, you know, they're successful as attorneys or doctors now, they still carry that with them, you know.
I guess you just never get rid of that child that
right.
you were.
And they never feel like they meet up to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to just step out of your comfort zone and say, I'm not going to go with anybody unless I feel like they are like a 10 with stars and
mm-hmm.
ribbons. And it's so funny because once you start dating those people, you start to realize not only can you hold your own, but you've got what it takes to hold on to that kind of
right.
a 10. And you don't need to. People who have low self-esteem tend to be fixers.
Mm-hmm.
They want to fix somebody and raise them up so that.
And that is such a mistake.
And it's done as a protectionism device for them, because if they are rejected,
mm-hmm.
then the guy was only a 3 or 4, so they haven't really lost
right.
anything.
Right.
Right. So it's safe. It's a safe bet. So everybody, go for the 10. We'll be back in 2. This is my favorite singer now. We all know this. This is Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
love it. Rolling in the Deep, great song. Get her CD. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. Really good. Okay, so, you know, we wanted to talk about a couple of people tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of psychics, people who are mediums that are very well known in this country,
uh-huh.
who have a huge following. And one of those is John Edwards.
Yes.
And he was in that show Crossing Over with John Edwards, and also he does John Edwards Cross Country. And I think he's an amazing guy. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people, some say they like him, some say they don't like him, some say they believe he's real, some say they don't. But what I would like to say is I know that you went to see him in person. I know another one of my clients or several of them have seen him in person. I want to know what your opinion
is. Yeah, I saw him in person. A bunch of us from work went. This was several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had watched his Crossing Over show. It was really popular at the time that I went.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very impressed with what he did on TV. I went to the show, and I was a little disappointed in person as to I liked him. I mean, he talked
yeah.
about his life and how he found out he had his gifts, and but he didn't really connect with anyone in the audience, in my opinion. Seemed like he was kind of grasping, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he talked to quite a few people, but in my opinion, he didn't really click with anyone. And I'm
really?
Sure everybody has an off night. You have off days, too.
Absolutely. And that's what I was going to say. You know, I mean, there are days that you're on the money, you're so on the money, it's scary. And other days where, you know, you miss.
Right.
And you think, gosh, what happened there? I missed on that
Which,
one.
Which, you know,
really
you're
bad.
In front of thousands of people. It's kind of tough.
Right. And if you're going to crash, you're going to crash and burn in a big way. Right? That's the bad
like
part.
Like I said, he seemed like a really nice, genuine person.
You know, it's kind of funny because I've read a lot about him.
Uh-huh.
And again, the client that I knew that in particular that was kind enough to share some information with me regarding him told me that she had trouble making the connection when she was in the audience, but a relative that she went with started pointing things out on the way home.
Oh, really?
And I think that's okay. I mean, there are times that we take a reading that maybe we've received and we have to fit things into it. And it's kind of like putting a square peg in a round hole. And then there are other times it's like, oh, gosh, of course, I remember Uncle Louie. I don't know why I didn't remember it when he mentioned
well,
it.
Well, right.
So, you know, there's kind of two sides to that. But the truth is, no psychic is ever 100% on. I truly believe that he's a genuine person, and I truly believe he's very, very gifted. And I think that he uses his gift in a really good way. I think that he grew up where there was his mother used to have psychic parties at her house
uh-huh.
all the time. So he grew up kind of watching this and seeing this.
Right.
And when he realized that he was gifted, he started going to psychic fairs at the age of 17. And he would start just doing some readings because somebody asked him to, and his table would be like flooded.
Oh, wow.
Now, I've never done a psychic fair as a psychic. I know when I was in my early teens or late teens, I did. You know, we used to go to
them. Yeah, they used to have them all over the place.
Even at the mall, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that he's a pretty decent guy, but you know, like anyone else, there's hit or miss. But I've heard a lot of people say that you know his show is heavily edited, and
I would believe that because, like I said,
yeah.
I saw him live, and just because he kind of went round and round and round before he actually got to something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
with
he was
people.
Reaching.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. oh, this person, their name starts with an A, you know. But, okay,
wow.
that could
yeah.
be anybody.
Well, and there's so much I could say on that because I had actually gone to at one of the conventions I had attended. They were talking about how certain people use different ethnicities from an audience to determine probable names.
Oh, that's interesting.
People. And I thought, wow, I would never have thought of that.
Well,
know?
That's true.
And they were saying how they're, you know, because there are some scam artists out there. Amazingly, and this is so frightening, and I'm going to bring it up, and I probably shouldn't. I'll probably regret it for the, you
what?
Know. Well, Jude Devereaux.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She's a famous romance
and I love
writer.
Her.
Yeah. She, about 10 years ago, started using a psychic in South Florida. Now, allegedly, this, it was in the, all the newspapers. This is the only reason why I mention it. Allegedly, she went to a particular psychic because she was trying to get pregnant, and she was desperate to have a child. And then they supposedly, it was some kind of Romanian gypsy-type psychic family.
Okay.
This is what was, again, allegedly said. This is what was said in the paper. And then she went to them, and they allegedly helped her to get pregnant. And then...
how is it? I don't understand that.
Well, I think there was spells and incantations. I don't know.
Like I
don't know. I don't want to say, so I don't know. But I do know this, that she did have a child. And then when the child, this is so sad, was 8 years old, the child died.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she was filled with remorse.
Mm-hmm.
And again, allegedly, she went to these psychics, and they said that her son was stuck between heaven and hell, and she had to give them money to help, you know. Cost.
That is horrible.
Now, I will say this. I don't know if they were working as counselors, as Christian crowd. I don't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that apparently it claimed in the newspaper that over $20 million was spent.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so this entire family...
Who has $20 million to spend?
Jude Devereaux. well, apparently they were being indicted for $40 million for scam and fraud. I don't know, you know, what's real, what's not real. I don't know.
I haven't heard that before.
But, you know, I think that... I'm sure that they served a certain purpose to a lot of people, but I think that when you start spending... incredible sums of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then it's time. You know, I don't care what psychic you're going to, and I don't care what psychic. When it reaches the point where you feel like you're spending more money than you should, and they're asking for more, and they're telling you have to buy certain items. It was reported again, allegedly, that one client was told to go out and buy a Cartier watch that the psychic picked out. And then, and again,
there's your first clue.
And she said so that she could turn back time. And so she went and picked it out.
It's hard to believe that somebody would be that gullible.
Well, no, you know what? When you're in a lot of pain and you're desperate and
yeah.
you're not thinking straight, you know? So I thought that was, wow.
What a shame. I mean, that's
yeah.
sad.
Yeah. And I,
she's
again,
not. She's an intelligent woman, quite obviously.
She's highly intelligent, and I heard she wrote a book that had to do with those kind of
oh,
things
really?
Recently, and I can't wait to read it. And I wrote the name down, and let me see if I can find it real quick, because I thought to myself, that's a book I would love
yeah,
to read.
And I've read quite a few of her books, and I love her style of writing. I mean, you know me, and I'm a romance novel freak.
I know. You love those books, and but they're good. It's called Scarlet Knight. By Jude Devereaux, and her last name is spelled G as in David, E-V-E-R-A-U-X. So let's all go out and buy her books,
yeah.
and we can give her back some of her money.
No kidding.
Because it should be a good book. And again, you know, everything should be done, you know, with the thought that if this is no longer helping me, maybe I should reconsider what I'm doing.
Right.
I don't
right.
care what you're doing, you know, and there are great psychics in this world, and I'm sure there are some that are dishonest, and I'm not saying this group was dishonest. I'm just saying what I read about in the newspaper and what
okay.
came through.
You're saying maybe they're not dishonest. Who's going to tell you to go buy a Cartier watch?
I do not want to say because I don't want to get sued. All I'm going to say
there you go. I don't blame
that,
you.
That it just seemed a little odd to me, you know? Like,
a lot
know.
Odd.
And I have had clients who were told to go out and buy a certain bedspread and shams and comforters and curtains because this particular psychic was redoing her master bedroom.
Oh
that was
gosh.
In New Jersey. And then another one told her that she needed to pawn all of her mother's jewelry. We've talked about that on the show. She actually called in here that one. Those are just some of the ones that I've heard of.
Well,
so
you have to be careful. I mean,
you
yeah.
do have to be
no
careful.
No matter what you
so.
Do in life, you have to be careful.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to say, you know what, make sure, if you're a Christian, make sure it's coming from a Christian perspective,
right.
whoever you're dealing with. And just because somebody calls themselves a Christian doesn't mean they're really a Christian.
Right.
So be careful. Just be careful. Keep your eyes open. And if it doesn't feel right, stop.
Right.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Period. Stop. Don't continue to go to them. In any event, John Edward, I give him a 2 thumbs up. I think he's a great guy. I've seen some of his readings, and I can say that, yeah, he has off days like we all do where we're just not, you know, the connection's cloudy. He's a neat guy. He's a guy with a ton of compassion. You know, he was working as a phlebotomist and
really?
In the hospital.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he was doing readings on the side. But he was literally exhausting himself because they kept coming to his home every night, and to the point where he could no longer take it anymore. And so what he did was he went and became a full-time psychic, and that's what happened. Kind
that's,
of
a, that's a weird
huh?
range, phlebotomist, psychic. They both start with a P.
Oh, my gosh. And, folks, you know, I didn't send out a lot of emails this week. I didn't send out any emails announcing the show because it was a very hectic week. And normally our chat room is, like, overflowing.
It's usually exploding at the seams.
Yeah, and it's really not, so it's really odd. But I know Dolly's in there, and she always has said that if Bob Vila's wife was, for some reason, no longer in the picture, she was going to call him up. And I think that's a great idea because I think Bob Vila is a great guy.
Oh, I love Bob Vila.
You know
Vila.
This old house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. My husband's like, why are you watching that show? Because everybody wants a guy like Bob Vila.
Wouldn't that be great?
Who's handy.
I have so many things to fix, too.
Well, see, you know.
Hey, Bob Vila, come on.
Is there anything sexier than a guy working a lathe in the garage and building your dining room table?
That would be great.
Is that? I mean,
I could use
the
dining room table,
right?
Too.
I think that's so good. I mean, I love that.
All right, Dolly, you and I need to go shop for some Bob Vilas.
I think so. I think we have to. And Dolly also says that she knows of the story that I was just speaking of, and she said, have you ever read the story of Winchester Mystery House? Google it. It's a fascinating story. So I'm going to make a little notation of that because I will forget it. Winchester Mystery House. And, yes, we will Google that, and we will kind of find out some details on it. And we're going to go ahead, and we're going to be talking to, I believe it's Brandy, and after that we're going to be talking to George, and we'll be taking other callers as well. Don't forget to call in. We've got a whole bunch of lines open right now, 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. We'll be back in just two, and we'd love to hear your opinion on a whole lot of stuff. And this one's for George.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. For a break that would make it okay. Now with some reason you feel not good. And it's
And that was Angel by Sarah McLachlan. And that's the one with the sad commercial with doggies.
Oh, yeah.
That's always so sad. But that also goes out to George because I know he loves that song, and it happens to be a personal favorite of mine as well. So I really like that. And so let's, you know, we've had several people holding, and I want to go ahead and get to Brandy right now. Hi, Brandy. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Texas.
Texas, too? We must be like the Texas show to listen to tonight, I guess.
Apparently.
What part of Texas? Or do you not want to say?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Okay, great. I'm a big fan of Texas. I just have to tell you, I've been to Fort Worth, and I've been to Dallas, and I've been to Arlington. I've been everywhere. Yeah, I love Texas.
Yeah, I do too.
Tell me how I can help you tonight.
Yeah, I wanted to see if you had any insight into what you see with my love life coming up.
Okay, well, I will take a look. Are you currently dating someone?
No.
Okay. Let me take a look and see what I can see. Because, all right, first thing I'm going to say is, have you been attending school or getting re-educated on something?
I'm about to take a class, yes.
Okay, that's why that's coming through so strong. Sometimes the question you ask is connected to some activity that you're going to be doing, and so I had to tell you this because they're showing me that the answer to your question has something to do with your higher education. So when I asked the angels, well, what could that mean? Does it mean you're going to meet somebody at the class? No, not necessarily. I don't think it's linked that way. What I do think it means is that through the class, you're going to increase your education. That's going to open up another door for you, and it's through that you're going to meet this person. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that can make sense.
Okay. Is this in some kind of a healthcare area of healthcare? No.
Yes, it is. Holistic health.
That's... Okay, because I'm being shown healthful eating is the mainstay for you. Is that part of what you're doing?
It's all connected with that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good. Makes sense. Well, you know as well as I do that that's an area you've been interested in, and that's going to bring you a lot of peace. I also see that you have a huge commitment in that area, so I know that that's kind of what you've been looking for. You know how some people can go through life and always say, oh, I wish I had a job that I loved and that I was really had a passion for. But for you,
yes.
You found it, right?
Thank God, yeah. It took me 34 years, too, but yeah.
You know, I like to look at those 34 years as the exploring years because sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's all those life experiences and all the different people that you met and all the things that you went through that can help contribute
mm-hmm.
to this so that you can really have that compassion for people. Because sometimes when you haven't gone through some of the things that you've gone through, it's hard to find that compassion. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Where does the teacher part come in you from? Where is that coming from?
I did have a certification to teach middle school, but I was unable to get a job. So I created my own online website.
Good for you. Congratulations. Is it a good website? I mean, is it one you'd like to announce?
It's a business that I'm working on that's going to tie all this holistic health together.
Okay. If your site is ready, feel free to advertise for yourself and shout out the address.
It's cleanisticliving.com.
Okay, say it again.
Cleanisticliving.com.
Okay, great. That way people can go to it and maybe get some help and some advice and utilize some of your services, which I would absolutely love to do. The other thing that I'm going to tell you is, and I know this might seem odd, but one of the things people are going to be coming to you for, which you may already know, is that a lot of folks are having trouble with their sleep. Are you familiar with this?
With their what?
Sleeping. They're not sleeping through the night. They're not getting restful sleep. And I'm being shown that that's something that you're going to be able to help people with through herbs and certain things that you're going to be able to help them. Is that true?
Yes, I'm going to be an herbalist too. So
okay. Well, there you go. Couldn't be more dead on than that. So we know that you're going to be taking a class. We know that you were certified as a teacher, but now you're going into holistic medicine. And we know that when I saw herbalists, I'm seeing assisting people in sleeping. I also see aromatherapy as part of that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. Very good. Okay. So you're doing the entire thing, and that's wonderful. I see this as being very good for you, and I see that it's through that that you're going to meet Mr. Perfect. Now, when I say Mr. Perfect, he's going to have blemishes, and I don't mean on his skin. You know what I'm talking about. He's not going to be Mr. Perfect, mm-hmm. but he's going to be perfect in the way that you need him to be, because you're more of a person that connects with a person's soul than what than the other stuff. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, you look for a deeper connection, and I see that you're going to find this man, and that deeper connection is going to come. I'd like to give you a time frame, and I'm having a hard time doing that because I'm getting the number 5. I don't know if it means 5 weeks or 5 months, but it's going to be 5 weeks or 5 months. So if I was smart, I'd say to you, between now and 5 months from now, and that way I can't lose. So let's say that, but I am getting the number 5, okay? Now tell me something. What's the deal? Do you get headaches?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting this. I'm getting the head issue right now. I'm getting a warming.
A little dizzy.
I'm sorry?
A little dizzy.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, because I'm sensing that, so I just wanted to share that with you. I'm not sensing it's anything serious. I'm just sensing it, so I thought I'd bring it up. Usually when I bring it up, it's because they're guiding me to bring it up, which means you can do something about it. But I think that you are aware of it, and you probably know the best way to handle it. And after this class, you're going to know even better how to handle it, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you
Great.
Have any idea what he'll be like? I was just curious.
What is he going to be like? Well, I can tell you that I'm looking. Hold on. I've got a picture of him.
Really?
In my mind. I mean, it's not like it's here on my desk and I circled him. No. But in my mind, I have a picture of him. I can tell you he's, I believe he's African-American. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay. I also see that he's about 5'10 and a half, 5'11". Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Are you sure he couldn't be Hispanic? Or are you sure he's African-American?
I see dark-skinned. He could be Hispanic, but I'm seeing dark-skinned. And because the top of his head is shaved. I can't tell, you know, if he's African American or Hispanic. I cannot tell, but I think he's African American. That's my gut. Okay. I believe. And there's a little bit of Asian to him too, according to the way his eyes look. He's a very attractive man. I'm going to tell you that. 5'10 and a half to 5'11". He is involved in some kind of, he's wearing a uniform, pants, and a top. So I'm thinking air conditioning repair, something like that. But that's what I'm seeing. Now, he could also be working at the airport because of the color pants that I'm seeing and the shirt. So you can make notations of those things. But he'll be wearing some kind of pants that are, they have pockets, they look like chinos, but they're like work. He's not a postman. Although, could it be a postman? Hold on a second. Because, see, I'm seeing the pants, and that's why they're like,
they look blue pants?
They look like blue, yeah, but I'm not seeing the stripe. Because, you know, I hate to say this, but postman pants and prison pants look a lot alike to me in my vision. So I don't want to scare you, but... Okay, you know what? I actually have to say that he may be involved in the Postal Service because I'm getting a strong yes to that, so that very well could be it. Are you going to be opening up a brick-and-mortar building, or is it all going to be website-related?
Website-related for now.
Okay, so that means you'll be shipping out a lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll have use to use the post office and maybe have pickup a lot. So maybe that's where that's going to come from. because I do see those pants, okay? And I can tell you
okay.
he's not incarcerated, so that's a good thing. All right?
That is a good thing.
That is a good thing. Oh, but I want to tell you this, too, because I need to follow up with this. I'm seeing really, really strongly that this is just such a wise decision that you're going in. You're just going in the right direction. Keep going in this direction. You're doing well. Don't get nervous and make a beeline and take off if things get a little tough, because I really think this is going to go well for you, okay?
I appreciate that, because I worry about that a lot.
I know, and it's so easy to worry about stuff like that. I mean, we all do. We want it to be perfect, and we want it to, you know, work out. But don't get nervous, and don't do what I call the uh-oh, I'm afraid I want to make sure I keep what I've got, and you turn around and you run away. If this is what your calling is, and I can see it truly, clearly is, you need to move forward with it, and you need to find a way to do what you love to do and then find a way to make money at it, and I think you're doing just that. And it's all in marketing, and I know you'll find a way to do that, okay?
All right. Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love the room.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. You have a blessed day. Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Well, she was sweet, and I'm so glad that he wasn't wearing prison pants.
Couldn't he be a FedEx guy?
Could be a FedEx guy.
They were blue. Not
they
pants,
were blue.
Though. They were, well, down here they were
down
shorts.
Down here they
but
were shorts.
Well,
up in Maine, I know they wore shorts, too, and the guy looked just like the King of Queens, Kevin James.
Oh, but that's
okay.
UPS.
Yeah, he was UPS. I just thought, gee, it's a shame because he's so cute, you should have met him.
Should have sent him down here.
I know. Somehow it would have been a long trip for a first date, though.
Deliver package to Orlando.
Right, that's it. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to play a song that happens to be one of my favorite songs, so I'm going to go ahead and play it.
Sure.
And,
don't pick my favorite song.
You know what? If you can reach over and use the switchboard, you got it made. Really, I'll be happy to play one of yours. We're going to play this. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to George and then Alyssa. We'll be back in two.
I'm
go. Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. I like Waves. I like that song. It makes me happy every time I hear it. So
I
that's a good
know
thing.
I didn't know that too. Sang that song.
Really?
No.
I think that's a remake. I don't know if that's the original, but I love that song. I love that song. I you know, a lot of times, and I was, my daughters don't always watch VH1 or MTV to see the videos. And the other day, I sat my daughter down and said, "You got to watch these." You know, I know, oh, what a good mom, right? But no,
watch these
videos. Some of them are, and I told her, I said, you know, you get a better idea of what the artist intended for that song to mean. And then we, like, watched the first one. She's like, oh, I want to watch the rest. Now I got to see what number three, number two, and number one are. And it was really interesting. And I love watching those videos. And you can pull them up on YouTube anytime,
too. You know what? And I don't ever do that.
Yeah, I sometimes if I have like 5 minutes in between, you know, I'll pull one up if I plan on playing it that week on the show, for instance. Because I unfortunately sent out a CD of Katy Perry, who I love. Katy Perry, I like that one CD where Firework is on there.
Yes, yes, yes.
And unfortunately, there was a song called I believe it was called Peacock, and it was extremely suggestive.
Oh,
and
was
I nearly
it really?
Died because I sent it to one of my clients
because
I knew she liked that song, and so did I. Firework. And then I just wanted to crawl under a big old rock because she thought, oh, my gosh, Dr. Jeannie's a big old perv. Okay, I'll tell you what. We are going to take another call. And this caller is our friend from Pennsylvania. Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dr. Jeannie. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, you don't sound real excited, though.
That song you played for me kind of got to me.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I was hoping you'd enjoy it.
No, in a good way.
Okay, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I saw you in the queue, and that's why I decided to play it for you. I thought you'd get a kick out of it. How's life up there in PA?
Oh, it's good. It's just the same old things that are bothering me and wanting the same answers and not knowing what's going to happen. And
I know you've got your business up for sale. Have you gotten any bites on it?
I haven't yet. I got a call today that there was a gentleman possibly interested. He's selling his business a couple states away, and he's moving to this state, and he wants to take a look at this.
Okay. You know, that's a good sign. That's a good thing. I'm not too concerned. I still feel, you know, I think... You know, we've been shooting for October, and unfortunately we got a little bit of a sluggish start in getting it on the market, as you recall. Is it going to change the time frame just a little bit? I would say October, November, but that's where I'm seeing it coming in, and I know it's hard for you to hold on, but if you hold on, you'll be okay, and you'll be out before the big heating bills come in. And I know that's one of the problems for you up there, right, is getting that big heating bill covered for that establishment. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I've got enough heating oil in there right now to go through the whole winter.
Okay. So you're okay.
You know me. I'm a fighter. I'll hang in until the end. It's just I'm ready.
I know you're ready, and it's going to happen. And that's the thing. It's having the patience and doing it in God's time. And I know you don't always understand, and I don't always understand sometimes why things take as long as they do. But if you just take a deep breath and know that you're doing it because you're following the divine timeline, and the divine timeline is the one that we have to follow, because when we try to make it happen in our time frame, it always gets mucked up, and we don't want that.
Right.
Right.
I know business has really picked up. I mean, we've done a couple things kind of outside of our box, and they really work good for us, and business has picked up quite a bit.
That's fantastic. So at least that the business is going well enough that having to hold on to it for just a wee bit longer is doable, correct?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? We've talked a lot, and we've talked a lot on the show. And I know that you want to get out of that location, and I understand that. But my question is this. Have you ever considered that there's a part of you, as much as you want to go, you're not 100% sure where you're going. I mean, you have a general idea, but I'm feeling a little sensation of fear in that, that you're not completely committed to what you want to do next, and that scares you a little bit.
It does. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what I want to do. Am I going to be able to do that? I hope so.
I know you're going to be able to do it. The question is, it's not so much whether you have the ability. I know you're going to be able to do it. The question is, once you get out of the environment that you're in and you knock that chip off your shoulder, and you know what I'm talking about,
yep.
Once you're in that new location, you might find that there wasn't as big a chip there as you realized. You know what I'm saying?
I thought there was, and when I did what I did in the papers and everything, I really realized that what I went through years ago, there wasn't as many people that knew about that I thought.
Right. Right.
And
so,
I just feel as... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead, please.
I just feel as though once I get out of the business that I'm in and the properties are sold, I know where my heart is, and I think once I do that, I'm going to be able to heal myself and then in the process be able to help other people along the way.
I agree with you. I think you are going to be able to help other people heal because you have a story to share. And if you ever feel, I mean, I'm not suggesting you do, it's totally, if you ever want to share on this show, please always know that you can feel free to do that, you know. Because what you went through was a nightmare that, you know, you read about in the papers and you read about in books because it just should never happen.
I feel like kind of a hamster on a wheel right now. I mean, I want to get up in front of the whole entire world and tell them from start to finish what I went through and how it affected me. And I want to get it out for everybody, not... It's going to heal me a lot inside, but it's also going to make people aware of just a couple words can really ruin someone's life. What somebody did to me, $100 million couldn't replace. I mean, they took a part of me that I'll never get back. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you. You'll never get it back, but again, as crazy as this sounds,
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, okay, you know it, right? You know that
everything,
there's a reason.
Everything, yeah.
Happens for a good reason.
Everything happens for a reason. You don't always know why in the beginning, but...
Mm-hmm. It's true, and it's always that way. And so sometimes we just have to sit back and say, okay, divine timeline, I'm just going to follow it, you know, DTL, let's just go here. And let it happen. And it's hard, I know, believe me, I know it's hard. But if you'll do that, I think you'll find that things are going to start unfolding the way they're supposed to. And I don't think you're going to have to hold out for much longer.
I believe you're right. It's just, it's nice to have the reassurance when I call you and talk to you. And I mean, I know everything's going to work out and everything's going to be fine. There's going to be new owners to this place that are going to take the reins and do things that I probably would have done if I would have stayed here. And that's what I want. I mean, I want someone to do better than what we did when we were here and improve things and like we did when we first took over.
Right, exactly.
I can get down that different path and do the things that I need to do in life and go to the next level.
You know, I think it's all going to happen for you. You just got to take a deep breath and dig in a little bit longer and let it come about, like I said, in God's time. And we know it's going to come about, so you don't have to worry about that. Now, are you still with your girlfriend?
Actually, she's listening on a computer out in the other room, so yes.
Well, a big hello to her. We never get to hear her, you know. We get
to
talk
to
you.
Time.
We did one
you
time.
Did one
oh, that's
time.
Right. She did call in one time. That's
and remember
right.
They're going to get engaged and all that.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Has that happened yet?
Remember, Dr. Jenny got in trouble. She said, I'm going to pay for this one.
That's right.
That's right. So just ask, what was your question?
Yeah, so have you asked a big question yet there, George?
Okay, let's see. We're off Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we work 11 hours. Mm-hmm. Sunday we work 8 hours. So, in other words, we don't even have time. Everybody says, well, when are you getting married? Well, I don't want to go and say I do and go to work the next day. We want to say I do and go on a cruise for 2 weeks or something.
Well, are you
so
engaged?
So, when the time's right.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Are you engaged?
No.
What's that song, Put a Ring on It?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard George.
I never
That's
heard
the first
that.
Step,
I never
George.
Heard that.
You never heard that song? Well, I guarantee you next week you'll be hearing it.
That's right.
And we're going to play it strictly for your girlfriend.
I know the exact song.
You know we like to tease you. I know you two will end up together anyway, no matter what. Ring, no ring, it doesn't matter. I know you two are meant for each other, so... I'm not concerned there, but hey, give the girl a ring. Make an honest woman out of her. No
I'll
stress
do
from
that.
No pressure.
No
from
pressure
here.
From us, right?
No, not whatsoever.
Hey George, you have a great night, okay?
Thanks, you too. Thanks, Jessica.
Oh, no problem.
Take care now.
I'll see
you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I would say we have officially now not made George's night. Poor George. Well, no, George, you know we love you, and we just want to see you be happy, and we know the best way you could be happy is to put a ring on
put
it.
Put a ring on her
That's
finger.
That's it. That song will be downloaded, and will be played next week, and we will announce George's name before we play it.
Poor George is
going
to go, why?
He's going, She's like, why did I call? What was I thinking? Call two women on a chat line? What am I doing? I see that Susie Q, our chat room mom, has finally made it into the chat room. She had a daughter who was down with a strep throat, I believe, and so she was running late back from the doctor, and glad to see she finally made it in. That's,
yeah, I think everybody missed you in there, Susie. It was so quiet.
Well, it was, and Dolly was doing her very best, but, you know, Susie kind of, she
jazzes it up.
She does jazz it up. She's our jazzy woman. We're going to take a caller in just a second. Her name is Alyssa, and we're going to be taking that call. But right now we're going to play Tight Pants. It's a really short song. It's by Leslie Hall. Tight Pants by Leslie Hall. If you want to see the most, it's just a horrendous video. It's like a train wreck. You can't take your eyes off of it. Go to my website and look it up. I've got it under the radio button on drjenny.com. And then go to the radio show, and then you click on it, and it'll tell you about that song called Tight Pants that I played. It'll have the YouTube link. You got to see this. It's too cool.
I was walking through the forest of moccasin bread when I saw a troll boy wearing tight pants. I want to own them, but can you even dance in those pants?
What, silly woman?
They made a move like a vessel of shimmy, all sweet and tender like a tiny baby kitty. I need to get some, put my body in them, then I will rule the world. Is that an angel, baby? No, that's his dance move. My lady honey boo, feed me lots of jumbo juice. Call me lady tiger, but I never eat my young. My legs in those pants to dream, when I would move, I'd scream. Watch out for my body rolls, watch out for my body. Watch out for my body rolls, watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, this is how we do it.
I beg that boy to make me stop. Gotta dance like that where I come from. Grab a partner, form a line, cut and stitch and make them shine.
Work that elastic, it's looking fantastic.
Please stitch them pretty, cause my body can't handle that. The power of the light, boy, it tickles my tiger.
Let me get inside of them and stretch, stretch,
stretch.
And tell yourself, you're a vessel of shimmy and activate your dance floor kitty.
When I place my legs in a cage of spandex, I dance like hell to release the madness. Watch my feet pound holes in plywood. Watch my hips crush plates of baked goods.
Watch out for my body roll.
stitch on the final scene. He played them to me.
My leg hairs quivered and screamed.
I know I needed them more than ever, but then he looked at my leg and said, never. I was already wearing tight pants. I just did not activate them.
Wow.
Body roll, high kick, high kick. How we do it, watch your step, bring it down, bring it down. Body roll, high kick, high kick. Taking back out the rain, it's getting
better. I'm a damn poor tiger lady, bumping everything she has. Touching every single man, rubbing every lady back.
Work that dance floor, they may vote you mayor jazz. One day have a plaque that says
she wore the tightest of pants.
Watch out for my body rolls, watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, high kicks. How we do it. Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls. High kick, high kick. This is how we do it.
You gotta love that. I was already wearing my tight pants.
I agree. It is a weird song.
I just didn't activate them. I love that. That's great. Yeah, it is a weird song. Dolly says it's a weird song. It is. Jessica
Dolly,
agrees with
I
you.
I completely agree with you.
And a totally weird
Dr.
video.
Dr. Ginny loves the song, and every time I hear it, I'm like, I don't, really don't see the attraction. The video makes it funny. Without
the video. Oh, it's a train wreck. You can't take your eyes off of it. It's like that lady at church with her dress stuck in her stockings,
oh.
And you want to tell her, but you know,
yeah.
She's three rows ahead, and you're
right.
Hoping somebody does. And you don't want to look, but you can't help it. You're like, somebody help her. Okay, you know what? We're on live now with Alyssa. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi there, Dr. Ginny.
How are you?
Okay, listening in.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. I'm loving it.
Okay. So where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, good. We love California, too. What part of California?
I live in the San Clemente area.
Oh, yeah. Okay, very good. How can we help you this evening?
Well, at first I was going to ask about relationships, but actually I am kind of trying to make a decision between two opportunities that have come up for me work-wise. One is, so I don't know if you want me to give those to you or if you're getting anything.
Yes, please.
At this point. Oh, okay. So one is working with a life coach institute. The woman actually is the founder, and she needs an administrative assistant person. And I just interviewed with her today in a group setting, and she kind of pulled two of us out of the group, and I was one of them. And she kind of indicated to me that she thought that she sees me in more of a leadership role, and her other person that was with her interviewing seemed like she was not in favor of me taking the administrative position. So
okay.
I wasn't feeling the love from her, but I definitely was feeling the love from the founder.
Right.
I'm a little apprehensive about it, though.
Okay. And what is your other opportunity?
It's a boutique nutrition, office management for a boutique nutrition company.
Okay. That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one. The other situation, you'll never have a good fit there, and I feel that it will give you a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you work on the principles of what a life coach does and what they teach, you would know right away that's not for you.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the other opportunity, hands down, without a doubt, not even a doubt in my mind.
Okay. Is there anything about this life coach company, I don't know why, I almost made my decision as I was driving home, similar
yeah.
to what you just said, but I felt like there was something going on otherwise, like is there anything that's going to come out of it in the future?
You know, I'm going to tell you a feeling I'm getting from that life coaching.
Okay.
And I don't know how to express it, and you haven't mentioned any names, and I'm glad you haven't. I feel like there's a lack, for whatever reason, there's a lack of credibility there. There's an honesty issue with something, and I feel like that's going to come out in time.
Okay.
And I don't know if you notice that, if that little tickle in your stomach, maybe?
There was a tinge,
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's something that's not kosher there, and I don't know what it is, but there's something.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I thank you for calling in. I thank you for listening. Give us a call again, okay?
I will do. Thank you again.
Okay. You're welcome. God bless. That's always an interesting one, you know. I think we all get those little hints in our stomach, and we know. We just know. And you've had it on several of the jobs because, you know, you're in an industry where there's been a lot of turnover and a lot of closing of businesses. And you've said every single time, you know, I'm going to take this job, but I know where it's going.
Right.
But the pay's good, so I'm going to ride this wave till I can move on to the next one. And you got to trust those gut feelings because I tell you, if you don't, you end up getting burned.
It's nice if those wonderful jobs would just present themselves to you.
Wouldn't that be so nice? I know. That's what I want, too. I would love that my clients could call me up and I could say, oh, it's the job that's waving the sign.
Right. This is your job. Take me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that would be the nice thing. But in a way, it does wave itself. In a way, it does. It's like sometimes you go for those interviews and you just know it's right, but not because you want it. See, sometimes people want the job so bad they think they know it's right, but it's just because they want it so bad. And I can remember years, and I was very young, and I had gone for I was still in college, and I was going for a bank management position, and I applied for the job, and I'm very fortunate in always getting hired in any job I ever apply for because I kind of know what they need to hear, right? So it's a little easier for me.
That's not fair.
I know it's not, but it's how it works. So I went to this job, and I had the job. I knew it was, but they never called me. Do you know that bothered me more than...
Oh, really?
And I, because I thought, why didn't they call me?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I was a shoo-in. Number two, I said everything they want, and I couldn't figure it out.
But you know what? That happens a lot.
Well, yeah, it does. But I realized that I had made the number one mistake, which was that I had wanted that particular job so bad that I had made the mistake of thinking that they wanted me as much as I wanted them.
Right.
You know? And it caught me off guard. Yeah, temporarily for about 10 minutes.
Well,
and I was back to my business.
That
you know.
One wasn't meant to be. And
no,
that happens
it wasn't
a
meant
lot,
to be.
Though. You know, you think, oh, my gosh, I have the qualifications. I am perfect for this job. And then they don't call you, and you think, I really don't understand that.
Right, exactly. And it could be, but again, I think it's because you're sold on the job. The job's not sold on you.
Well, right.
You know, and
right.
So, but you'll know it when it's really right. You know, when it's really right, it's just like you see yourself working there.
Right.
And, of course, now I can look at something, and I could know it's right because I get a vision of it,
right.
And I can see it, and it's like illuminated. Even sometimes with stock purchases, it does that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it did that in my early 20s, and I didn't know what that was, but I know what it is now. It doesn't happen all the time. I wish it did, or I'd be living on an island in Bermuda. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to take another caller who's been so gracious to hold. Her name is Tina, and she's calling from, I believe it's North Carolina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad you called. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
My question is, I was going to ask you one question. I saw Mother Mary. Do you know what that meant in my vision? I see visions once in a while. They'll come to me.
Okay. Knowing what it means has a lot to do with what was going on at that time in your life. And I'm feeling that right now that vision had something to do with a need that you particularly had at that time, something that you were feeling very insecure about. Do you recall what that was?
Yeah, it was my book I wrote.
Ah, there you go. Okay. So that's what it was about, and that's why she came to you, to let you know that you were on the right track. It may not be happening the way you wanted it to happen, but you were on the right track.
Okay. I haven't published it yet. Well, do you see what's for it?
I
mean, I've got to publish.
I do see success for it, and I know that it's going to be published, and I do see great success for that book. Absolutely great success.
Oh, thank you. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
My daughter, she's going with this. They're not kids. They're in their 40s. She's going with this man, and he is got a terrible, terrible temper. And she decided she'd break up with him. Well, now she went back with him. And she, you know, she knows what he's like, but she says she loves him.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't love him. She is controlled by him and maybe
yes,
a little
she
bit. Yeah, okay. And I believe he has deeply affected her self-esteem so that she feels like she cannot quite be 100% unless he's there to bolster her, because I believe he's obviously not only physically abusive but verbally abusive as well.
That's
and
what
so
he is.
She,
he's verbal. He hasn't hit her yet, but
okay,
I tell her
okay.
he will eventually.
Mm-hmm. I second that emotion, absolutely. And I will tell you that...
Everybody says he's
bipolar.
But he isn't, is he? He's just plain thinking
he's
mean.
Just plain, no, he's plain mean, and he's not bipolar, and I'm getting a big no on that. I'm getting, and again, I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't give medical
diagnosis.
No,
I know. He ran into my father when I was young.
Uh-huh, yeah. I'm going to tell you that he is greatly affected her self-esteem, and because of that, she thinks that she needs to be with him because she can't succeed without him, and that's what abusers do. And give her every out that she possibly can, and maybe send her to a professional that can help her through a church or a
been
clergy
going.
Member. She has been.
Yeah, she's been
and
going
I know that they've been telling her not to go back. I know it. I know they guide her every way they can.
Yeah, I have done everything in my power, and
all
I don't know what
to do. Keep doing it. Keep doing it, okay?
Yeah, I will, because I think he could be dangerous.
I think you're right. I think he could be. I do see that the physical abuse could be secondary, but I do see the abuse, and I see the little cut-downs and little comments that he makes, and that concerns me. So anything that you can to get her to see the light would be great.
She just went away with him for the weekend because she had broken up with him, and now she went away with him.
You know what? I think we all need to say a prayer for her, because she really needs to get away from that situation. It's not healthy. I will pray for her, and I know Jessica will
as
well. All we can do is pray. If you can't get her away
from
him.
I mean, this educated woman, you know, I mean, she's well
I know,
educated.
Believe me.
So is...
We see some of the most educated people in the world fall prey to verbal and physical abuse, and it's insidious the way they do it, because at first they treat you like a wonderful person, and then slowly they start chipping away at your self-esteem. That's how it works.
He buys her.
Of course.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it, you know, she's a smart girl. She should see it, but the fact that she doesn't means she needs some help.
Oh, I hope this weekend she will.
I will promise to pray for her, okay, Tina? Let me know how it makes out, all right, sweetie?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. You have a great night. Wow, that's rough. I hate to hear stories like that, and I know it's so hard, and as a mom, it's probably the most difficult thing. I can't imagine, you know, my girls are still young, yours is as well.
Right.
But, can you imagine if
no.
they were in a situation like that?
And,
you know,
we tell them all the time, you know, you deserve to be treated like gold, and don't ever, ever, you know, settle for less.
And they deserve respect, and they have to respect themselves, and that means demanding respect from the other person.
Right.
And if they're not getting it, walk away, because they're never going to make it better. It's
right.
only going to get worse, and it's going to get harder and harder as time goes by to walk away, and that's the really hard part. So I'm hoping and praying that she's able to walk away. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back in two.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying.
With their thoughts and comments or questions or suggestions, and then we play a game, a quick game of rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to run down to the rusty, noisy mailbox and pull out the newest batch of letters. And, you know, we always have a lot of email, and the other thing is each week we have a drawing from all the emails that we receive, and the person picked will receive a free 30-minute in-depth personal reading from me, and we notify you the next morning, which in this case would be tomorrow, that you've won. And so now we're going to do a quick case of rock, paper, scissors.
This is the dreaded game that I just have terrible time losing.
Okay, don't overthink it. One, two, three, go.
See?
Aha!
Because I always do scissors. I like scissors.
You can't play the game with a psychic. I'm sure you. I always win. Here we go. Run down to the mailbox. Hey, that sounded... Never mind. Okay. All right. So we've got a stack of emails here, and I will let you pick any which one that you choose. Any which one.
Okay.
Perfect. Good.
This one is from Sharisha.
Okay.
LaMontagne.
Oh, that's a lovely name.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
She writes, "Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, I had my upper lip reconstructed after being attacked by a Rottweiler in 2009. Oh, my
gosh. Oh, gosh. Ooh.
It still does not look normal. I have been single since 1 year before the attack. I was wondering if you see a man coming into my life who will look past my disfigured upper lip. The dog belonged to my ex-husband and was put down after the attack. I'm only sorry they could not put down my ex-husband.
Like, already. That's great.
I get that.
Okay, her name is Charisse, is that it?
Charisha.
Well, first of all, from Shreveport, Louisiana, Charisha, I want to tell you that your upper lip, I can tell you already, is not nearly what you think it is. You think it's like this huge block of whatever because that's all you see when you see it. But the reality is most people don't even realize there's anything wrong with your upper lip. It's just different from the way you remembered it. And it doesn't have quite the same movement or elasticity that it's had in the past. But you know what? It gives you it gives your upper lip a fuller look, and I think that you should recognize that people are actually drawn to that. And you're making that more of an impedance than it really is. So I'm going to tell you that, yes, you will find a guy who will overlook the attractive upper lip that you currently have, and you don't have to worry about it. And by the way, if you do find somebody who puts down ex-husbands, you'll have to advertise it on the show because we have a lot of takers. A whole lot of takers, I'm sure.
Yes, I'd be the first one on the list.
I know, right? For sure. Okay, I'm going to grab this one. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, I am a local car salesman for a major car dealer in Manhattan. I've been married for over 16 years and have two wonderful children. My wife has never worked and always taken care of the house and children while I provided the income. But lately, money has been really tight with the economy, and I asked her if she would consider taking a part-time job to help offset some of the bills. She went ballistic and said that if she had to go to work, she would just find a man who could take care of her properly. She made me feel as if I had let her down and was not providing for my family. I feel as if I am just a paycheck to her, and now I'm wondering if she truly loves me or if she's just using me. And this is from David J. David J. Well, David J., I'm going to tell you something. And I know that a lot of people are listening, and a lot of women are saying, my gosh, she's horrible. And it sounds
not very nice.
I know. But I think there's another side to this. I think that David needs to consider that his wife has never worked. Because she has never worked and they've been married 16 years, you have to question. Maybe she's a little nervous about going out to work. Maybe she's scared to death. It's hard to find a job in an economy where people have skills.
That's true.
I don't believe she probably, I mean, I'm sure she has great skills, but I don't know if she has marketable skills in this economy. And maybe she's just scared to death that if she goes out and applies for jobs, not only will she not find one, but maybe that will diminish her value in your eyes, too. So I think that she went ballistic because she was scared to death at the thought of going out and finding employment and figured she probably wouldn't get employed, and that would be extremely embarrassing. So I'm going to suggest to you, David, that you take a different approach. Sit down and talk to her calmly and let her know that you recognize that perhaps she might be concerned about finding employment and maybe that isn't an alternative because she's been working at home, and the work that she does at home, if she'd been getting a paycheck for it, would have been great. It would have been a great income. And that maybe you can find something, she can find something, maybe working with a daycare or with some kind of program like that, where she can utilize the skills that she's been working on for the last 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that way you're guiding her, giving her an opportunity and some suggestions where she really could be employable, and I bet you suddenly she'll have a different take on it. That's just the way I feel. Take a look at it. I think you'll find that it's pretty accurate. Okay?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay, so now we've got to put them all in the VATO email.
Oh, VATO email.
Okay.
VATO email.
Okay, and then stick all these other ones in. And then shake and shake and shake and shake and shake. And I am reaching in to the VATO email and pulling out. And we have, this goes to Jeffrey L. Jeffrey L., and he is from Southlake, Texas.
so blue.
Wow, Texas has been the state
like the
today.
High tonight, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, you'll be getting an email from me in the morning.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations, Jeffrey. You rock. Okay, well, we hope he rocks.
Well, now he rocks.
Well, now he has to rock, right? He has to rock. Good deal. All right. Well, you know what? I know we've got a lot more callers on the line. I'm going to try and get to every single one that I possibly can tonight. And I'm going to take, it looks like her name is Oxana. Hi, Oxana. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can I help you?
Hello, Dr. Jeannie. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. I'm so glad you took my phone call. Maybe you can tell me what you see.
Okay.
I'm in the legal dispute with the former employer.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see that this situation will be resolved or things will go to the court?
Well, let me take a look at that. First thing I want to ask you, this legal dispute, well, I don't know what the legal dispute is over, but the one thing, I'm getting a warming sensation in your legs. Did you recently get hurt, or are you having trouble with that?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm going to suggest you be extremely careful going up and down stairs for the next couple of weeks, okay? Because I'm getting a definite warming sensation there, and you can avoid that. The reason I'm showing it is because it's something you can avoid, so be real careful. Always hold on to the handrail, and if you go to trip and you hold on, you avoid it, and it never happens, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the legal dispute that you're involved in, I'm seeing that if you keep your faith, this is going to go very, very well in your favor. I can't tell you in what direction it's going to go, but I'm getting it's got a two-pronged approach, and I don't know what they mean by that. Maybe you know more what they mean by that, but they're showing me a two-pronged approach. What do you think that means?
What do you mean two-pronged, if you could just
well,
say this?
They're showing me two different ways that this is going to go. But
I
don't
know.
Mean
one,
either for or against. I don't mean it that way.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
One, yeah, I know what you mean. One way, they can offer a financial settlement. The second way, they can offer a job that I will accept. Because before that, they offered a job that was not acceptable at all. They just
right
wanted
now
me probably just, I don't know, they just wanted to put a mark on that that offered something, but it was completely unacceptable offer.
Okay. I'm getting the two-pronged approach. I feel that it's going to be a job offer with also a little bit of a financial compensation.
And do you think this job offer will be acceptable? Like it's not something so
I think
bad?
You're gonna accept it. I think you're going to accept it, and it's going to take a little time for you to overcome feelings of being uncomfortable, but then from that point forward, you'll be just fine in that position.
Will it be okay financially, so I will be able to repay
financially, you're going to, I'm seeing off the charts you're going to be fine. Off
really?
The charts, yes, to the positive, you're going to be fine, yes.
Oh,
I get that
great.
Very strong. Okay.
Because I have a lot of money now owed to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, because of the legal dispute, I had to loan money to pay for the fees and everything.
Of course.
Yeah. And it was
so
actually.
Don't worry about that, okay? Because I see that that's going to, be okay. In other words, I see the finances are going to be off the charts good. I see the job, you're going to be really nervous about it, but I do see that it's going to be okay and that, to be honest with you, once you get through that uncomfortable phase, you're going to be absolutely fine. Okay?
I hope that that's the job where I can stay because that was the main reason that they told me that we don't have anything where you will stay for a long time, but hopefully now they will be able to offer something better. Jeannie, Jeannie, how soon the situation will be resolved?
That's a little bit more difficult. I'm not 100% sure. I am getting, again, the number 5 here. I had that earlier with another caller. Remember I told you it always goes that way.
But I'm getting the number 5. It could be 5 days, 5 weeks, or 5 months. It's no longer than that. And I can't be more accurate than the number 5 is playing an important role in that. So I would say anywhere between 5 weeks and 5 months from now.
That would be great. Can I just ask a really quick second question that I have?
Yes.
Is there any relationship, like romantic relationship, for me in the nearest future, or it will not happen soon?
I don't see that in the immediate future, between now, let's say, and 5 months from now, I do not see a romantic connection for you. I see one coming down the road in the next, I would say 18 months, give or take, sometime between now and 18 months from now, but I don't see one coming up between now and 5 months from now. So I think that your focus needs to be elsewhere. And that will come naturally, so don't worry about it. It will definitely come, but it has to come naturally.
Okay.
Okay, and by the way, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. There's
one other message I need to give you. There's a forgiveness thing that you're working on. You're working on trying to forgive someone. Do you know what that's about?
Well, there is a friend, actually, that kind of strange. His attitude is strange to me during these hard times for me, but I think I forgave him, and I'm just trying to work through that. But maybe it's something else, because actually I needed a lot of support during this time, and I didn't see that. So, okay.
What I'm being shown is that there's somebody that you need to forgive. I feel it's a male, but I'm not sure it's that male. I actually thought it felt a stronger connection to a relationship issue, and I guess that would be, but I don't feel that's it. I don't feel that's it.
I think I know whom you mean. I think it's my ex, Alison. I am mad at him, very mad, so I know.
Ah, there we go. Okay. That's why, yeah, I wasn't feeling the energy with the other one, but with your ex, yes, I can see that absolutely. What I'm being shown by the angels is you've got to give the forgiveness, because it doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong. It doesn't matter that it hasn't gone the way you wanted and that he was a bit of an idiot. What really matters is that you agree that you can't change the past and you have to move forward. I know you're angry with him. I know it. But you've got to forgive yourself in knowing that you can't change the past and you've got to forget it and just move forward. You've got to release that anger, because it's taking up energy that doesn't need to be taking up right now, okay?
I know, but what I was done and said, I didn't deserve this. So when actually...
No,
Is very difficult this time, and the person whom I trusted actually completely betrayed me. So I don't know if I will ever be able to forgive this, because it's not human behavior with me. So that's why
I understand completely.
I have trouble forgiving that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will be able to do this, because I never expected this.
Well, I can tell you that all our listeners and Jessica and I will keep you in our prayers. Just remember that the first way to move forward is to forgive everything that's happened in the past. Keep that in mind. Keep that in your heart, okay?
Okay.
Oksana, thank you so much for calling in tonight, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. G.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye. Sweet woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good person. You could tell she's struggling a bit, and we've all been there.
We've all been there.
It's tough. I tell you what I'd like to do. We're going to hear a little Anya right now, only because we can.
Can save your love, Lord, as your heart.
Larry Todd. Great song. A dear friend sent me that CD for my birthday, so I wanted to put it on. And you know what? Here at the Christian Psychic Cafe, I want to always give options up to our listeners. So I'm going to throw something out there.
What's that?
The name does not roll off the tongue. After all this time, I still want to call it the Psychic Christian Cafe.
Then maybe you should.
Well, this I'm going to put it out there. I want everybody to send us emails, send us chat room. I want to know, should we stick with the Christian Psychic Cafe, or should we call it the Psychic Christian Cafe? Doesn't Psychic Christian Cafe roll off the tongue easier?
Yeah, Christian Psych. You know, it's a different.
It's the C,
sound.
Christian Psychic. It's like the C. You know? I'm just saying.
Ask everybody in the chat room what
I'm
they think.
I'm asking everybody. I want people to write in right now. Just go into the chat room. What sounds better, Christian Psychic Cafe or the Psychic Christian Cafe? Stick it in. Let me know, because you know what? We actually listen to you people. We really do, and we'll actually change it. If you think we should change it, we'll change it. Now, I want to go to somebody by the name of Illumination. She's in the chat room, and she wanted me to answer a question. And the question was, I would like to know about a guy that I just parted ways with. What can you tell me about the energy around this? We have ended this for good, or is this still a chance, or is there still a chance? Sweetie, I'm going to tell you this. I do not see a chance. I don't mean to break your heart, and I don't mean to make you sad, but sometimes things just aren't meant to be, and I do not see that this is. As a matter of fact, what I'm seeing is that you're a very generous person, and he was not. You were generous with your feelings, and he was not. I'm seeing that it's time for you to move on, and this is not a bad thing. You know, you want to be with the person that you could be happy with, and the best way that you can be happy is for you to be with a person who gives you the same respect as you give them, and I felt like you were giving more than you were getting, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's what was going on. So do I see this continuing? And I see it continuing not to be together, and I think that's not a bad thing, okay? I'm sorry about that. So I wish I could say, but I'm really not sorry, because you know what? In order for you to get out and meet that next person that you're truly meant to be with, you got to let go of the past and take hold of the new. And that's what you need to do. And so now, folks, we've got a lot of people that did type in the chat room. We've got Psychic Christian Cafe sounds better. It does roll off the tongue better. But then I'm getting Christian Psychic Cafe, and then I get another Christian Psychic Cafe. So right now we're trending for keeping the name as it stands, even though Dr. Jenny gets a tongue twist cramp in her tongue every time she doesn't say it. But Christian Psychic Cafe, I think that's where we're going.
That's cute. Jenny and Jessica's Fun Cafe.
Jenny and Jessica, see that rolls?
That
too.
Does
Jenny
roll.
Jenny and Jessica's Fun Cafe coming to you live.
But people are going to think we serve
Florida
coffee.
Well, and we do. Yeah, I don't know anybody noticed that we are playing a specific song tonight with the coffee in mind.
And we do drink coffee while we do the show.
Oh, all the time. We drink coffee. We're like, we live by coffee. Without coffee, I don't think we'd be able to do the show. Have you noticed?
Well, no, considering it's almost 10 o'clock at night. And
I know.
We'd be really tired right now.
We would be really tired right now. And you know what? We actually put a song on tonight that we really wanted everyone to hear that actually had coffee in the title, remember? It wasn't in the name, but it was about coffee. And we said, oh, we got to play this because this is so perfect. And the song got shot into oblivion.